Begin the current daf Maseches Erev and daf Yedal. Begin on the base. Begin the phase of the masa that begins with the Gemara. Kam merubi yesal igel rabia. How much is a square more than a circle? It's a quarter. And this says that mefirsh b'kitzim abim. This calculation is explicit in the Gemara later on daf Nunvav on the base. Begin the phase of masa. Begin with the Gemara. Shema mina. What we hear from this is gutsha tilsa that as the Gemara says that the yamsha shleima was, although it held 2,000 bas, but it was held 3,000 bas when it was with a salad, which from there we see that the salad is 50% more. It's a third of the total when you have a salad that could overflow on the top, in contrast to a liquid, which is just below. Which traces, I'm going to says, Dinafkamina, what's the ramification? What's the difference? Why does the Gemara have to tell us this? Is Leni Mekachememka, it's regarding business dealings. For example, if Hisna Loy Lossa Sa Gedusha, be stipulated to give him an overflow of a Sa. So actually, that means to say a third more of what it contains inside. Or if, let's say, someone stipulated to make him a vessel, you have to make it in a way that the height's going to be half the length and the width, like was Yamshel Shleima, where in that way that you're going to have with the Goydish is going to be of the, you'll have a third more, if it's going to be a third of the vessel, that's relevancy in how you construct the vessel. Ten next days, Matzah begins with Zigmar Pukhazi, go ahead and see. Chesed comes to say that the halach is not going to be easy by these two halachas, because that's what the Gemara said, that do we follow like Rabbi Yisi regarding the halacha of Alechi being three tvachim or not? And he says, Pukhazi Ramad Devar, which Pesach and Rashi explains, which will kvar nagu, belechi mashu, that the custom already is that for a side post people use just even minute amount. And the kimidin halacha rabisa belechi, since halacha is not like rabisa, as we see regarding that of a side post, so it's tesh the koshke mehilmi, so for sure regarding making the brine on Shabbos in a minute amount, which he says forbidden, and we don't look like that. Because that further, Avuina Bachinina, the poly belechi, and he disagrees regarding that of the side post, that regarding if we say the halacha is like rabisa, moide behilmi, he agrees by hilmi. Bishori lasses me melech. And agrees that you're allowed to make the salt water, b'Shabbos and Shabbos, but shul litin al oifes klin. Therefore, says Tosfos, you're allowed to go ahead and make it to put it on the roasted birds. Now, but then Tosfos, he qualifies, says v'mnoisin melech al oifes. If you're going to put the salt first on the birds, on the chicken, or whatever it is, v'achkech noisin mashkin alim, and then you're going to put liquid on it. Harishar fil arbiyisi. Then Tosfos just points out that would be many even called arbiyisi. Shasham nunis mamtek as a melech, because the oiliness that sweetens the salt. What salt water is permitted to make even those who hold it forbidden? That first you put the oil into the water before you put in the salt. Oil into the salt before into the water. So you're not really making a bona fide salt water to go ahead and make brine, which is what this whole problem is similar to, like ma'abed. So then, yeah, even Tosfos says even according to Rabbi Yisrael, that would be permitted. What we say is permitted to make is even regular salt water as long as you make it in a small amount and then you could use it for the chicken or whatever fowl that you're eating on Shabbat.